Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and as I mentioned, St. Louis-based international architecture firm HOK will be spearheading the redesign of the terminals at Lambert International Airport. Of course, some of the founders of HOK had a hand in the original design, and it's time for our weekly visit with Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis. We wanted to talk about this story because this is going to be pretty significant for the St. Louis region. How much is at stake in this redesign?
Well, that's an interesting question because truly the airport is essentially the front door for St. Louis, and not just St. Louis, the city, but St. Louis regionally. And so there's a lot at stake in terms of what people's first impression and their lasting impression are of St. Louis when they come through the airport. And, you know, you talk to locals and they're like, yeah, it's the airport. But, you know, when you think about, for example, have you been to LaGuardia since the redesign?
I have not, no.
It is stunningly beautiful. It used to not be stunningly beautiful. and so HOK, which is the architecture firm that is taking the lead on, and let me back up. They also designed the original Lambert. So the iconic domed Terminal 1 in 1951, Obata was brought into HOK to work on that project. And so having them come back for this redesign, I think, is fantastic. But you know, they also have redone recently LaGuardia and also the Salt Lake City Airport. So they have experience in doing these two different, very different approaches to a redesign of an airport. And obviously LaGuardia is a massive, very kind of art-filled, very evocative design, whereas the Salt Lake City design is smaller. It's much more kind of like straightforward, organized. So it's interesting to see how they approached both of those projects and then how they're going to end up approaching St. Louis.
Because one of the things that people that love Lambert love about it is that mid-century modern.
Yes. It's iconic.
Yeah. And so, you know, my hope is how are they going to redo this, combine these terminals and not kill that aesthetic?
Well, that's an interesting, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows quite yet. But that is, to me, because they did do the design for the original terminal that is considered a landmark airport design, you know, part of what they're tasked with is keeping that intact and not just as like a museum to, you know, air travel past, but really a usable part of the redesign. And as a reminder for those listening who might not be up to speed, the intention is to take the two terminal design and bring it together into a single terminal that has gates on both sides so that it's very time efficient when you do have a connecting flight. And, you know, right now, because we have an older international airport, a lot of the gates that we have aren't sized for modern aircraft. So we have a lot of gates, but you can't necessarily use them. So this is going to be something that is going to be completed in probably 2031. And one of the aspects of this project, it's not going to happen all at once. This is a phased project. They're planning on starting, you know, relatively soon. But that's another thing that HOK brings to the table in that when you look at the LaGuardia, I fly in and out of New York multiple times a year, and I always go to LaGuardia. And I watched as that project unfolded, not knowing that, frankly, that HOK was behind it. And you know, it's one. It really was elegantly done, where you kind of have certain parts partitioned off, but it, you know, things are still really, you know, well managed in terms of, you know, the flow of traffic. So that is is something I'm really excited about now that HOK has been announced. And there will be a separate bid for the parking structures and all of that, which also needs a considerable redo.
So overall, once this is completed, what does this mean for the region and for the job that you do trying to bring people to the region?
Well, what it means is our job gets easier because, I mean, truly, like I said, when people land at Lambert and they go through, they come out of the airplane, they come into the terminal, the aesthetics of the terminal, that is your first impression. And you're like, how sophisticated is this city? How welcoming is the city? How organized is the city? I mean, the airport is owned by the city of St. Louis, just kind of like the America Center is owned by the city of St. Louis. These are reflections of our municipality. And, you know, as we are working to position St. Louis as a world-class destination, you know, that airport experience is critical. Also, as we are looking to expand our international flights, more of our daily direct flights, which we have really great lift, especially compared to other mid-sized cities. But as we're looking to expand that, the sexier we can make our airport, you know, the sexier we are. And I think that it is also important to note that the redevelopment is being funded by the airport's carriers. So, you know, folks who might be thinking the airport's fine, we don't need it, you know, why spend money on that when we could spend money on other things? This is being funded by the carriers because it is also in their best interest to make the airport efficient, beautiful, and attractive for travelers.
We just got done with the holiday season.
Yes.
But I'm sure there is more stuff going on.
You may not rest.
People probably want to avoid the snow.
Yes.
What can we do this weekend?
So many things. Funny you should ask. So first off, from January 8 to 26, the Black Rep, which does fantastic productions, they are putting on Chicken and Biscuits, which is going to be a fabulous comedy. The band Book Club is going to be hosted on January 9th. This is promoting literacy and freedom of expression. It's at the Pulitzer Art Museum, and it's kind of like inspired by the current exhibition, which is Scott Burton's Shapeshift. And it's talking about a lot of the banned books that have kind of like bubbled up over the past year. Also, the Auto Show is happening at America Center. Yes. And it's actually including our new Hall 4X. If you're deeply curious about the redesign of America Center, come on over, check it out. But this is fun. I mean, they have like, you know, a million dollar car row. They have all these very expensive cars. There's a kids zone. It's free. You know, come and check out all the kind of like fun new technology. Dvorak is going to be put on by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on January 10th and 11th. And that is going to be called Dvorak's New World American Sounds. And then this is super fun. The Endangered Wolf Center, which is something that a lot of St. Louisans maybe aren't that familiar with. It's where these endangered wolves are bred in this breeding program that then they are released in, in the wild all over the country, all over the world, actually. And so there is going to be a wolf howl on January 11th. So that's in down 44 in Eureka. If you've never been to the Endangered Wolf Center and you have any or even kids who love howling at the moon.
So you actually get to howl.
Yes, you get to howl and you get to kind of like listen to the wolves howl. And it's really special. These wolves are incredible animals. And so, you know, definitely don't miss that one.
Sounds like a great release.
It's exactly right. We need that in couple of weeks of January.
Right. All right, Kat, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you in
thank
studio.
You.
That is Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis joining us this morning on Total Information AM.